We're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's post-race media availability for the 37th annual PowerShares QQQ 300 here at Daytona International Speedway. And we're joined by our third-place finisher, Ryan Reed, driver of the number 16 drive down A1C Lilly Diabetes Ford for Roush Fenway Racing. Ryan, you're no stranger to victory lane here and success. I know third place has to smart a little bit, but, I mean, my goodness, could you have asked for any more excitement in those last several laps?
No, it was, really it was an up-and-down day all really. And then, like, those last, every restart, it was like, you know, I would either be getting shuffled or, you know, like, one restart I'd have momentum, the next one I'd be, you know, kind of SOL. But it just seemed like there at the end, you know, we – you know, had a good enough car that we could push, but when we were out front, we just couldn't do much. You know, we had a lot of damage. The left front damage, I think, just kind of took away our ability to get out front and block. But just, you know, I mean, congrats to Tyler. He's a great kid and works really hard, and he's a good little plate racer himself. And so I know how that feels to get your first Xfinity win at Daytona, and it's pretty special. So just have a lot of fun coming here. You know, Daytona's been a good place to us, and so I think that when you can ride that wave and have that momentum and have the confidence here, it can make all the difference.
And we are also joined by tonight's runner-up, Elliott Sadler, driver of the number one main financial Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. And Elliott, if you look at the scoring monitor, you're a runner-up by the thinnest of margins because we can't even tell on the monitor. What was that finish like from your perspective?
Well, I mean, it's just a tough finish. You know, it was a great race. Tyler drove a great job on those restarts and getting his momentum going and blocking good. And I bagged up to Ryan in 11 car off of turn two and got a good shot in the back stretch and made a move on to get side by side. And when we were coming off turn four, I was trying to decide how much to side draft and not side draft. And right before we got to the line, he did a really good job of coming down and kind of, you know, bumping us a little bit and stalling our momentum to win the race. So great, you know, great move for Tyler. Congratulations to him. You know, he is my teammate. So it's great on one hand to have a Junior Motorsports car in victory lane, but it's definitely tough to finish second. I think that's 3 seconds in a row for me on super speedway races. So we got to figure out how to be leading one of these things. So we had a pretty wild day. We spun out twice. Got black flagged for something. I'm not real sure what yet. And I think I was running 32nd on the first green-white checkered attempt. And we had a chance to win the race. So, you know, perseverance and never give up and just kind of stay after it. And that's the kind of motto of my race team. And it kind of showed again today.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Jenna, go to Mike, and then to Bruce.
Jennifer, AP, Elliott, it seems like you've got this career of so close misses. You almost had a Daytona 500 like this. Well, not like this, but similar fashion. Very close. Does it hurt anymore because they're so close? Or are you able to look back at them and know that, well, it was right there?
Yeah, Jenna, that's a really good question. And this one hurts the most now because it just happened. You know, but the race that I lost a 500, I think, in, 2009 with Matt Kenseth there with the rain and then finishing second to Ward Burton, the truck race here when Michael Waltrip passed me with no spoiler on his truck there the last 100 feet to beat us. And I've been close here a lot of times. But, you know, this one hurt a lot today because you didn't know. Like, did we? Did we not? Who won? Nah. And I was looking at the scoreboard, and I was like, well, the nine's up there, so that's not a good sign. But I knew it was going to be close. But this one hurts a lot. I don't know how many more starts I'll have at this racetrack. And I feel like I've always been pretty decent at this track. I've been very fortunate to be in good equipment at this track, which makes a big difference. Really want to get one of the trophies here at this place. It takes all aspects of your driving style and your cars and the pit crew and everybody working together. It's a very prestigious win at Daytona. And, you know, we just like to get one. So this one, Jenna, I mean, honestly hurts a lot because I think it was so close.
Go next to Mike and then to Bruce.
Mike Hember, USA Today. Ryan, were you afraid this was going to go past your bedtime? I mean, what about your mental ability to keep handling all these restarts and you're lining up in different places and all that? It had to get kind of strange, right?
Yeah. When I turned 21, my mom said, all right, we'll deal away with the bedtime. And so that's good. So, I mean, luckily she's here too. So she probably gave me a hall pass on this one regardless. But, yeah, I think, you know, the emotionally it's tough, you know what I mean, as you come down to these things and, you know, you're putting everything on the line and you're, you know, inches apart, and it's a stressful race, you know. It's a stressful race all race long, and then once you have, you know, six green white checkers, it gets real stressful. But I think one of the cool things, you know, for me is watching, or one of the things that's really important for me is to watch my blood sugar at the end of these races. So I have a monitor in my car so I can watch it, and blood sugar goes up with adrenaline. So it was going up and up. I could tell, like, it's kind of like a number I could put on how stressed out I was getting. The stress was going up and up, but luckily I felt really good and really sharp at the end of that race and was able to be mentally there, which I think is really what the goal is all about, and we were able to do that.
Go next to Bruce.
Elliot, you may have already answered this before by saying you didn't know whether you'd won it, but at any point as you're alongside of him, did you think you were ahead of him? And at what point do you recall heading to the checkered flag that he was able to just nudge past?
Yeah, when we come off four, I knew I was really close to him, and I was trying to look in my mirror to see what the 16 and 11 were doing also. I didn't want to leave a bottom open if they had a run as well, because the 9 and I were trying to, you know, draft off each other. So trying to look in the mirror and see what those guys are doing, as well as looking beside me to kind of see how close he was to me and close to the wall, and did I have more momentum than him? Should I side draft him? Should I not? Because if I have more momentum, then I need to stay away from him. But he did a really good job of coming down on me right at the last minute, and I think to slow me down enough to get to me. But I still thought we were really close at the line, which we were, but I didn't know. I mean, I just didn't know, and it's hard to tell a lot of times with the angle that you got. So it was, I mean, it was when my spotter came on the radio and said it was the 9 car, and, you know, just, you know, my balloon got deflated pretty quick.
We're going to head up to the press box.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFans.com. For Elliot and Ryan, how important is it for the Xfinity Series to have seven of the first top seven finishers be Xfinity Series regulars?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, I think the series is obviously, as a whole, you know, taking a hard look at trying to be able to, I mean, its names are made here, right? And so I think that this is a really good testament to that being true. And so there's a lot of cup guys in the field, and I know a lot of them had some, you know, bad luck and got torn up, but still there was a lot of fast Xfinity regulars, you know, Elliot, the 9, myself at times, you know, we were up there battling with them. So it's really cool to see, and it's something, you know, I've been in the Xfinity series for a number of years now. And so when an Xfinity regular gets a win, you know, you have to smile a little bit, whether even if it wasn't your day, just because you know how hard that is to get done. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, Elliot's, you know, beat those guys quite a few times. And so it's really special when you do.
Yeah, I think it's definitely great for the series to have a bunch of, you know, not only drivers, but also Xfinity owners that put a lot in the series as full-time owners that give drivers a chance to come in finishing up front at Daytona. It says a lot for their program. It helps with their sponsors. And, you know, Wayne Alden and I have talked about this a lot. Cup drivers have a huge, huge advantage on speedways because of the rules. They can lock bumpers and bump a little more and push a little more and take a little extra chance, because if they get black flagged, they're not really racing for anything but the win. When a lot of times during the middle of the season, Talladega and the July 4th race here at Daytona, we got to be careful if we're in some type of points battle. So it's an advantage for those guys to kind of be in that position to kind of throw caution to the wind. And they were very aggressive today. Joey and Kyle were very aggressive. One of the restarts, I think we were one, like the second green-white checker, we're going to restart 10th. 32nd. And I told my guy, I said, I just don't think those guys are going to make it. They're so aggressive and were so fast that it was getting down to crunch time. So all that being said, not only is it good for the drivers, I think it's good for the Xfinity sponsors that sponsors the regulars, and I think it's good for the teams as well.
Do we have any additional questions here on the floor? We'll get over here on our left.
Mike Massey, frontstretch.com. Now, both of you guys got hit with controversial black flags during the race.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get one for?
I guess I forced the I got loose, and the 11 had to avoid me, and so okay. I forced him below the yellow line. Yeah. All
right. So you guys, well, I guess first, what did you think about those calls? Have you seen the flag enforced that way before? And then also, do you think you would have made it through all that carnage had you not been black flagged?
Well, I've got a misunderstanding of the rule. So I'm sure they'll explain it to me. I'll get a phone call Monday, and they'll explain to me of what their interpretation of the rule is and what my interpretation of the rule is. I thought you couldn't lock bumpers to gain a position. That's what I thought. And I thought that's what they've always said. So obviously now it's not that, which you can black flag every single car on the in the field, because I tanned them out of the 143 laps, you know, 90 laps, we were tanned them not the whole way around, but either down the front stretch or either down the back stretch or whatever. So I've got to get an interpretation of what the rule really means. And as far as what happened to Ryan, I'm really lost on that one. So you have to ask him.
Yeah, you know, talked to Ryan about it too. And when he pulled out, I went to block him a little bit, but then when he pulled out, I got loose and just kind of chased it down the track. And so, you know, I don't know. It's obviously that one's been the passing below the line or forcing below the yellow line. That's been a hot one this whole speed weeks. And so I'm not alone on that. And so I think that overall, we've just got to do a better job of being clear as drivers and, you know, NASCAR, we all got to get together. Because if it was just me, I would say, okay, I just need a better definition. But there was a lot of guys getting clipped for that this week, or yeah, this last week. So we'll see. You know, luckily we rebounded, and you know, that didn't take us out of contention for a good finish. But it's, you know, I think it's still kind of confusing at times.
Let's head over to your right here to Hill.
Hill Overton, WNDB Radio, Daytona, over here, Elliot. When you got bumped out of the groove there earlier and down on the apron, what were your thoughts then? Did you pretty much
which time?
I remember once.
On the front stretch or the back stretch?
I don't know. I was watching on TV. I missed exactly where it was. But if it was twice, that's even worse. But what were your thoughts then, and were you surprised you were able to get back and contend for the win?
Well, I thought I made a really good save on the front stretch. I was asking my guys, like, I hope TV caught this. That was like the best save I've probably made in my career on the front stretch. The second, when I wrecked off a turn two, I was really close to Almirola just trying to side draft him. And I think Chase got in me a little bit, and just right where you unload at, I just got loose and spun out. It's 100% my fault. It's just good close racing. But we were able to just slide through. I flattened my tires, but we were able to get the tires changed, take the penalty, and kind of start over. But I was very fortunate on the front stretch because I kind of slid in the grass. And I downshifted real quick, and it strained my car up right on pit road, and we kind of went on, and I thought that was pretty cool. Actually, I felt like Evel Knievel for a minute. But, I mean, sometimes you get, you know, fortunate, and you get lucky when you spin. You don't hit anything, and it was just neat that we were able to rebound from it the best we could.
Any additional questions? Holly? I'm sorry. Stan?
Stan Creekmore with Competition Plus. Elliot, having watched you for decades – as a race car driver, it looked today like you overcame all your challenges. And even though you have the frustration of not winning, don't you feel really good about the event that you
Oh, yeah. Today? I mean, I feel good about fighting back. And I felt good about I feel like I helped my teammate win, essentially, because with the restarts and pushing him and trying to get him out front. I mean, he and I had a long conversation about that today. About before the race started, about, hey, if we get in this position, this is what we need to do, because, you know, he's hadn't been a part of our team yet. So I feel good about those things. That as far as teammates are concerned, we all work very close to each other. It's good to see Tyler and those guys. I got a lot of friends on the 9 team. You know, we raced them so close all last year with William. It's good to see those guys go to victory lane. It says a lot for our program. So I feel good about that. But I think personally inside, and Jenna hit it right on the head, you come so close so many times sometimes, you just start wondering, man, when is it going to be, you know, my chance to punch the ticket at Daytona? So you just got to rebound, regroup, and I'll take notes of today's race, of what I did right and what I did wrong and what I learned about these cars, and try to be focused and ready to go when we get to Talladega and this same style of racing. That's all I can do.
Well, gentlemen, it was an outstanding show you all put on today, and good luck next week in Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Thank you guys. Yes, ma'am.